The mayor of Auckland is calling for greater police resources to bolster the fight against gangs in South Auckland. According to some counts, there have been 12 shootings and murders over the past year. Phil Goff says the increase of this type of gang activity is a great concern for the city.
It's out of line with the normal level of crime. To have a dozen shootings in South Auckland within the space of a year, and when I've gone back and looked over those cases, a great many, if not most of them, are gang-related and they're drug-related. So there's a feud between the gangs. And then, of course, the Friday before Easter, we had the shooting of one of the gang leaders from the Killerbees, and that sparked concern about whether this might lead to an all-out open gang war. What's happening in the local community is what worries me most of all. There's a very high level of concern in the local neighbourhoods, right to the extent that I see yesterday one of the schools in Otara has put out special security arrangements for when kids are dropped off and picked up from school because of the fear of, you know, the gang fighting and another shooting. That's not tolerable. So I went to the local police station, the county's Manukau Hub. We talked about it there. I took it up with the minister. This was all before, actually, the leader of the Killerbees was shot. Just to raise the concern that more needed to be done, it is important. We need to up the level of police resources, and we need to up the level, the focus on organised crime through the gangs, particularly in relation to you know, the drug trade, which they make a lot of money out of.
Yeah, well, so there's two sort of elements to it, isn't there? There's the immediate security, and I can understand you urging for more police to have a greater presence there. And then there's the structural and systemic issues that you're dealing with gangs. So take them one by one quickly. Have you had an assurance that there will be a greater police presence?
Yeah, look, I've had a really positive response from the Minister. He recognised immediately that Counties Manukau in the past has been under-resourced, and he's promised that there's 137 new police officers coming to the area. So, you know, having more people there and having more people focused, just to move to your other question about the structure, having more people focused on organised crime and the drug trade through the gangs is absolutely critical. And it's critically important, you know, to rip the profits off the gangs, you know, groups like the Comancheros, the Headhunters, the Tribesmen. If we can get their money, stop them making so much money out of it, that reduces the attractiveness of the gang to new recruits, and it also reduces the financial power of the gangs, which we should be worried about. I guess the other dimension is guns. You know, when I look at these shootings, I think every gun was held illegally. And, you know, I welcome what the government has done in terms of the MSSAs, but I think we have to go further in giving the police greater ability to trace guns and to stop guns falling into the hands of the gangs.
Can I ask you finally about what work you're doing, though, to not just to break up the gangs and take their money off them, which, you know, is one element of it, but to give people greater hope and give them other options? You know, when the South Auckland initiative was initially done, there was talk of doing real things to give people a greater hope and greater employment opportunities so they didn't need to go down this track. Have you done enough as mayor to actually get that project back on track?
Well, the Southern Initiative has been really effective, and, you know, we're doing new things now so that when the new bus and rail terminal was built in Manukau, we had a procurement process whereby we could get people that had been out of work for a long time, we could get them into a work-ready state. The private sector would take on these people, give them apprenticeships, and that's worked really well. Are we doing enough? You can always do more. And, you know, what we need to do is to make sure that there are positive alternatives for our rangatahi, our young people in South Auckland. And, you know, doing more and working with government in that area is as important in a preventive sense as it is to have more police and to have the crackdown through the proceeds of crime, the confiscation of assets of the gangs.
That is Auckland Mayor Phil Goff. I spoke to him a little earlier this morning.